Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
NYYST. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Yep. Swinging for the fences. Knock it out the park. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Woo. Christian and Chris, of course, SGR. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Call me New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Record, rain, or shine. Grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST. You're hanging with the fellas.
Welcome back. This is episode 436 of the NYYST podcast. We're live here on NYY Underground. I'm your host, Christian. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris.
You.
And SGR.
Okay.
Well, the voting is done. We have the election results right here. It's week one of Keep 'em, Dump 'em for the 2024 New York Yankees. Before we get into all that, if you're in the chat tonight, as we read off the polls, please chime in. Please make your voice heard here. Are you keeping? Are you dumping? Let's get this very, we want it to be live tonight. So we can be interactive in these polls here, what the chat has to say.
Yes, sir.
Also, if you're in the chat tonight, please like this video, subscribe to NYY Underground. And if you're listening to us on Thursday morning on your favorite podcast platform, please subscribe to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And, you know, it's the off season. Spread the word still that we are the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. We're recording live here Wednesday night. A week ago was game five, and it's still sticking with me before we get into the polls here. I went back and, for some reason, I'm a glutton for punishment and watched all the errors of the fifth inning earlier today.
Nice. Wow.
And the more and more I watch the fifth inning, the more and more I hate Anthony Rizzo.
Mm.
I'm just going to narrow it down to that right now and say that, yeah, it's inexcusable that Aaron Judge drops that ball. Inning doesn't get rolling if he makes the play. Okay. Then I'm watching the Volpe play. Does he get the runner at third? It's a lot harder of a play than I think people are saying that it is. It's definitely the most forgivable of the three, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
But man, I went and I rewound and I rewound and I rewound and I rewound,
oh, man, dude.
And watched Anthony Rizzo that if he just runs to first base.
Okay, was
plenty
that bad?
Of time. He has plenty of time.
I didn't watch it that much. I watched it the one time really only, and then I blacked out a little bit.
I'll tell you, I'll say this, and I haven't rewatched it like you. From what I remember, it even looks like when he looks up and hesitates, he still has time.
More than enough time.
To get to first base when he realizes if his brain processes quicker that Cole's not running over, he still has enough time to try to get to first base.
And then if Anthony Rizzo gets to first base, we're in L.A. on Friday night for game six. And the reason that I went back and watched this today is because you want to talk about, Chris talked about this last week with the knife and just twisting around and around. Dave Roberts on Mookie Betts podcast basically admitted that the Yankees would win the World Series if they went back to L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a crystal ball, but it just goes back to what they said, man. They didn't want to go back to L.A.
They did not want to go back to L.A. They knew the Yankees were playing fast and loose.
And they're playing with house money, which is dangerous when you have a good team playing with house money.
And he knows as being the only player on the only team that came back from 3-0 in MLB history.
What that feels like.
Once you flip it like that, that boulder might not stop rolling down the hill.
Yep. Especially, you know, one factor no one talks about enough, Judge was waking up, obviously not in the outfield, but he was waking up at the plate. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster, man.
They didn't want Aaron Judge to wake up, and he woke up. And I didn't mention this last week, and I know people are going to say, oh, it's hindsight, it's 2020. But that pitch that he just missed in the bottom of the fourth inning against Kopech, which would have made it 8-0, when he just missed that, there's something came over me that I just got a bad premonition about the game.
You did say that last week, I think.
I didn't say it on the show. I did say it to you. I just had a bad feel. He just missed it. And then he did just miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
for ruining my night.
Yeah. Well, don't ruin. Let's not ruin your night, but with some of the guys that we're going to discuss here this evening, I'm sure nights are going to get ruined here.
Probably.
Hopefully you don't, you know, have a meltdown on social media this tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
But it's our annual keep 'em, dump 'em polls here. We're doing 10 names this week, 10 names next week, and it's pretty simple. You vote on if you want to keep them or if you want to dump them. And this is all meant to...
That's it.
Yeah, a lot of people overcomplicate this every year that we do this.
The Yankees aren't going to fucking do that. They just re-signed them.
Yeah, I get it. It's okay.
It's about what you want.
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want? Are you tired of hearing people tell you what you want? Well, we're telling you that you can do what you want here.
What you want.
Okay?
Boy.
Make your voices heard.
You know what that sound means?
Yes, I do.
DJ Steele's member for 26 months for the U. Chris sipping on a Stanley Cup. Douche whistle was not on my bingo card tonight. What's up, fellas? Much love to the NYYST and NYYU fam.
My buddy at work calls this a fanly because it's not a real Stanley. It's a
shit. You got that fanly?
Oh, so you bought that?
I didn't buy this.
Ernest Williams super chat. I want a sandwich. Look at a sandwich, Ernest.
Is that Ernest?
That's what he said. What?
Ernest from last week. Yeah.
I want a sandwich too, dude.
It's a family, and I didn't buy it. It was gifted to my wife, and then she passed it down to me.
Because so she got a Stanley.
She got a real one, and she stuck you with the Fugazi Stanley.
yeah.
Well, Meg, happy anniversary. Okay, you foisted a fake-ass Stanley on your husband.
Okay, I've had this thing for months now.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're going to make fun of you for it now.
That's fine.
If you want to jump right into this here, we got 10 names and all three of us are here, so we can roll through it here. And as we discuss some of the players, we'll also discuss some of the news surrounding them this week. Gleyber Torres is on the poll this week. Gerrit Cole's on the poll this week. And so is Juan Soto. So I think we can discuss kind of some of the things that happened with them as we discuss their polls this week. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're going to start off with the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. Yeah, well, I figured we'd hear something by now about his contractual status. The Yankees have not picked up this option yet, but I think all signs are leading towards it happening, especially after Brian.
Is there a cutoff on it? Do you know?
I thought I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know. Well, you know, I was
probably not. I mean, I'm sure there is eventually, but nothing like looming. Well,
Cashman worked without a frigging contract for like 3 months in the 2022 offseason. So, and I'm sure it is a little bit different than the players, because I think everything had to be kind of settled by Sunday, and then the cold thing leaked into Monday. But we'll get into that in a couple minutes here. So I said, let's start off with Boone, because I figured we hear something by now. We haven't, but I think all signs are kind of pointing to Aaron Boone being back. I'd be really surprised at this point if the Yankees do decline the option, especially after Cashman was at the GM meetings, defended Boone, basically said his job is impossible. Well, when you're a moron, the job becomes even that harder. Right? but we'll start here with a little history of Aaron Boone. I went back and looked at all the polls that were ran previous on everybody.
That's my favorite part of the keeping
up,
I think.
On everybody that we are discussing tonight. There are some gaps. We didn't run everybody every year, but Aaron Boone, since he's the manager, has been run.
You know what that means.
All right, go ahead before I get into it.
Wait, I can't see it because the poll's in the way. I'm voting here. Yeah, I still can't. All right, hold on. Well, Ernest again. What the hell exactly is a gabagool? Can that be a sandwich? It's a type of meat.
Ernest.
On top, on time, on task here.
That's a teacherism right there.
Yeah, it's one of my rules.
All right, so let's start off here with Aaron Boone. In 2018, he got 63% of the vote for keep. In 2019, he got 90% of the vote for keep. In 2020, he got 58% of the vote for keep. In 2021, this is when the fans got sick of him, he got 80% of the vote for dump. 22, 84% of the vote for dump. Did I say 84 twice?
No, you said 80.
81.
80, 84. Last year, he got 73% dump. And then this year, the fans voted 82% to dump the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone. We'll go around the room. I'll start first. We'll do a little kind of snake it around here. He was so close to getting me to change my vote. Like, so close. But it's ultimately a dump because, the Yankees finished the regular season as the best team in the American League. They won the American League East. They got to the World Series. And that's where the tide starts turning for Aaron Boone. You don't want it. And even though I said I would probably still fire, you know, move on if they won the World, you know, like you're still thinking that, like, but the guy just won the world. You know, had they won the World Series, I wouldn't have had a problem with them coming back, obviously, and I probably would have voted to keep him. But I think once again that we saw in the World Series is that even if the talent's not even, you know, like maybe the Dodgers were here, but the Yankees were right here. When it comes to what do they call it? Grading on a curve, I guess, right? When you factor that in. To Aaron Boone, now as you see, you can't see my hand anymore when it comes to the Yankees, right?
Right.
And we saw that in game one. This over-reliance, I get it. Nestor's your guy. He's been here for, you know, 4 years or whatever it's been. He's been with you. You know, you want to ride or die with him. But who's the guy in the postseason? Tim Hill. Again, you don't have the crystal ball. Tim Hill could possibly give up a grand slam to Freddie Freeman there too, but Tim Hill's also the guy that got you many, many big outs in the postseason. That's number one. You know, and then you just see, again, do I think the Yankees lost game five because of Aaron Boone? No, I don't think they lost game five because of Aaron Boone, but I just can't get that image out of my head, and I just can't imagine another manager having that happen to them other than him. So I don't know. And then now we're going on year eight now without winning a World Series. I mean, the results have to change at some point, and the manager has to change at some point. Probably not going to be this year, But it's a dump for me, man. After losing the World Series, I can't change my vote. So we'll go to Chris here.
What I'll say this. It's a clear dump for me. But if I'm gonna steel man the argument a little bit,
straw man?
Nope. Steel man it. What is those are two different things, just so you know.
No, it's not. I looked it
up.
Yeah,
it is. Trust me. What is Brian Cashman's contract right now? What are the terms?
Right. You're right, Chris. It's two different things. Huh.
So what did he sign? Did he sign a 3-year deal in 22?
Yeah. And all I'm getting at is, look, it's an easy dump.
But what is your Steelman argument here?
Is that I can also see it from another perspective where we've said it a million times. Cashman's not going anywhere just yet. Do I really need to see him fire Boone or let Boone go and hire another guy long term now when it seems like Cashman's foot is halfway out the door finally? Like, do you not feel that after his last contract and what came out that when Cashman's contract's up, that's it for him here?
Wait, this can't be right.
What?
Because Google is reporting that he agreed to a deal in 2021 and the team has an option for 2025, but that's not right.
For who? Cashman?
Oh, no. They have it written wrong. Okay, so this is to clarify Boone. Boone, the Yankees have till 10 days after the World Series to pick up the option.
Okay.
So we're 7 days after the World Series. So I would assume in the next couple of days we'll hear one thing or one. But I put in Brian Cashman contract and they're giving me the contract information on Aaron Boone.
I'm pretty sure Brian Cashman has 2 more years.
It's wrong.
This year and next year. I'm almost positive. Anyway, my point, it doesn't matter either way. My point
Brian
is
Brian Cashman's contract expires at the end of the 2026 season.
Right. So my point is, what do we want Brian Cashman to do? Hire okay, so I guess first you have to agree. Does it feel like after the end of this contract, Brian Cashman is finally going to move on?
I don't know. You think he wants another 2-year deal to make it an even 40?
No, I know. I think he's gone. I think from everything that was reported after his last contract, I think this is it for him. And that's my only argument against dumping Boone, is that I can see them keeping him around, even if they picked up the option and extended him a year to go out with Brian Cashman. I can see that being a possibility because it doesn't make sense for Brian Cashman to hire a manager to a 4 or 5 year deal if his foot is halfway out the door.
So give him a 3-year deal. And then if this guy sucks after 2 years, then you get a new GM in there and you start over. I mean, yeah, it does.
I mean, that's fair too.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's fair, too. It's a clear dump. I mean, you got to move on. We've made this argument for Cashman. If for nothing else, if you even if you like Boone and think he's a good manager, sometimes people's time expire. And I think his time is up here. It's been up. I think he's gone stale for a while now. They won a pennant. Great. But like you said, Christian, a lot of it's on the players. But, man, I've never seen a less prepared, less fundamentally sound team than under Aaron Boone. And that's a huge problem for me. I don't know. That's got to land on the manager a lot.
I'll say this. If Joe Torre can wear out his welcome after winning 4 world championships, then Aaron Boone can definitely wear out his welcome after winning 0.
Correct.
All right, Ryan.
This whole time I'm thinking to keep him. But the more I'm listening to you guys, it's just maybe it is time to move on. But I don't know. I'm going to say keep him. Just because there's so much that they need to improve on. They made it all the way to the World Series. The field of the American League's not that great, so they have a chance to continue to go to the World Series. And how much better are they going to get under somebody else? And how much of this was his responsibility? So do you want to break up a potential locker room of, Aaron Judge, that's all he does is praise Aaron Boone. So that's something you got to consider as well. So I don't know if it's worth changing for this year to get rid of him and start over new when you have to go and get Juan. I just think having to get Juan Soto back on this team and get back to where you have to go should be priority one. And then if you have to also worry about getting a new manager on top of that, that's a lot. I'd rather just focus on Juan Soto. And a new manager, how much better can this team get? They got all the way to the World Series against one of the best teams, best lineups ever.
We can make the case that the managing was the difference in this series, too.
You can. And that was potentially the difference. But you could then make the case that, the fifth inning was the difference on the players.
I'll give you this, right? If you're going to make any sound argument, I think that that's the argument to make to keep him. Not to ruffle the feathers at this point and to see if you're able to bring everyone back, if this team could, some reinforcements, if this team could run it back and get the job done.
Yeah, that's a hard decision to make right there. But it's just more of like, is it worth it? And I don't really think a new manager, who are you going to bring in here? That's like Francona's with the Reds now. That's one guy I would want.
Jeter? Well, anyone who comes with in Jeter? Is going to be Boone anyway.
Hey, listen, guys, my contract, the Mets right now, that's expiring. I could come right back in that dugout. I could go on the airwaves again. I'm ready, guys. It's me, Buck. It's me, Buck. Michael in the chat. He wants me. Michael in the chat wants me. Well, first he said David Cone. I was the second pick, of course, but whatever. Thanks, Mike.
I don't know. Buck on a 2-year deal might.
Dude,
not be, that might
if
not be.
You're
the worst
telling
thing.
Me right now, then I'm swapping to dump.
All right, what's your ultimate vote here?
Nah, I'm keeping. I'm just gonna keep him. Let's be like, all right, another. Fuck, man. Yeah, I'm keeping him.
All right, let's read a couple comments here. This is from our boy at Stadium Status, the other Ryan. Okay, Boone lost the locker room with his softness. But the Yankees front office loves that he takes all the licks. They need a hard-nosed bench coach that'll light the fire under younger players. Although, isn't that what we have a captain for? Okay, so Aaron Judge catching shrapnel there. I'm going to disagree with Ryan here. I don't think Boone has lost the locker room. They love this frigging guy, man.
Yeah, that's a big part of my keep.
That's the only thing that I can say is that if you want to put...
I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think that's why I don't like my decision.
I hate it. Because they love Aaron Judge, too. Yeah, and Michael, we talk about this over and over. But you know what? One point Ryan did make, maybe a hard-nosed bench coach.
Not me.
Maybe a hard-nosed bench coach. Maybe that's where Posada fits.
Yeah, well, Brad Ausmus is like friggin' overcooked spaghetti in there. So,
yeah. Maybe Posada bench coach.
Yeah, but the Yankees are not going to do that to Aaron Boone.
Oh,
You're not going to put
They'll just give him 8 years without a World Series. No, but we can't upset
they're
him.
They're not going to put in a bigger personality than Aaron Boone as his bench coach.
Yeah,
you know that. I mean,
that's not really saying much.
We're going to have a logical conversation here. They're not going to put in somebody Jorge Posada.
But wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, it would be. And then Jorge Posada would put Aaron Boone's head through the
Okay,
floor.
We have Ernest again back
Dude,
with a
what
super
is this
chat.
Guy? Ernest, thank you for all the super chats, bro.
Thank you for two.
What is this, like 17 in the last two
Euros?
Shows?
What was that? What is that? What is that symbol?
Being liked is not the same as being respected.
Mm.
All right.
Ernest got his quote
fortune
book
cookie.
So, all right, let's move on.
Some numbers on there, Ernest.
To next up here, we scroll up is Anthony Rizzo. The Rizzo history was 87% keep in 21, 93% keep in 22, 64% keep in 23. And Anthony Rizzo, you are fired. Okay. The fans voted this year 91% to dump Anthony Rizzo. We'll start with Chris.
Yeah, I mean, obvious dump. The Yankees dumped. I love Anthony Rizzo. It's going to be tough to forgive him after that play. But overall, man, he was a guy who came in. He fit in. Maybe he never really had his big moment here. You know, he did a lot of good things, a lot of frustrating things. I've always said he's a pile guy, but that has expired as well. Time for Rizzo to go. Easy dump. Easy.
Ryan?
Expired milk. Dude, dump him. He's not a guy. He wasn't a guy worth playing hurt like that. Like, he had a broken hand. And he tried to play through it, which is great. And that's the one reason
he did really well in the ALCS.
Yeah, but he didn't do great in the World Series. And that's, you know, it's just you dump him. You need a solid first baseman. And even his defense looked like it was kind of off, man. Not even just that one play. It just looks slow. Dumping him, moving on, easy dump.
Yeah, the Yankees did decline his option, so he is a free agent. I think we all expected that to happen. This is obviously an easy dump here. Rizzo's a guy that you respect. You know, it's just he's washed. He's done. He's cooked. You know, come up with your own adjective. It's over. And again, the more and more I watch that play that would have ended the fifth inning in game five, the more and more I blame him. And yeah, whatever you want to say that I'm sticking up for Gerrit Cole. Fuck you. I don't care. I am. But I really truly believe, especially after what Cole went through to get to the Yankees to that point, he's got to make the fucking play, man. He has to. And I mean, there's really no, and even aside from that, even if he makes the play, you vote and dump because the guy's got, he's got no life in his bat. He's past his prime. It's over. The Yankees have to look for other opportunities, options, I should say, at first base here. So we'll just read from our boy, Joey Cobani. Love the guy to death. I do think there's more in the tank, but it's a dump. We need more production at first base. And as I mentioned last week, the Yankees did not have a home run from first base from a first baseman since July 31st.
Wild.
They played 3 full months of baseball without a home run out of the first base.
Can't happen.
So next up here is Luke Weaver. There's no history on Luke Weaver because nobody cared about Luke Weaver. But this is the biggest landslide of all here. Luke Weaver got 99%
wow.
of the vote to keep. Of course, nobody ever tells you why they dump him. So, again, is it slip of the finger, troll, or are they just afraid to put their opinion to their face?
Right.
Because it's a fully scientific poll, 1,222 votes.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That counts. Scientific. Let me get the data here.
And the Yankees did. So just to catch everybody up here, the Yankees did pick up Weaver's $2.5 million option. Did we discuss that last week? I think he might have picked it up already. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just in case anybody did miss that, he is coming back next year. The Yankees did pick up his option. So, Ryan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm obviously keeping him. What, you know, that was awesome having him come in. That changed.
Oh, I did find one. Of course, it's friggin' LI saying you'd sell high on Weaver. you have a closer making $2.5 million.
That's the argument. Not a bad move, dude.
You're worried about a budget, bringing back Juan Soto on a $50+ million a year contract. You have a guy that you know you can close out games in October, making $2.5 million, and you want to trade him.
Yeah,
that's it. That's why I'm keeping him. The value of him, what he did this postseason.
Time out here. Don't mean to cut you off.
Okay, not a problem. Go ahead.
To save time here, are we all voting keep on Luke Weaver?
Yes, keep. So keep this 99%.
So this is what I want. Instead of saying that, let's do this. Keep him, dump him as the closer for 2025.
Keep him as the closer.
All right. Keep, Chris, not even thinking twice about it.
All right. I'm in agreement. I'm keeping Luke Weaver as my closer. I'm not saying it's a job that he keeps all year. If he struggles, you know, but he gets first crack at it in 2025.
Yes. Yeah. The only way I could see him not being the closer is if they want to use them for multiple innings still, because that would kind of limit him from being able to do that so much, I feel.
Well, there are reports out there. I think John Morosi reported today the Yankees so far have been the most aggressive team in the relief pitching market in terms of reaching out to agents. So does that mean the Yankees are looking for in front of Luke Weaver or behind Luke Weaver?
Oh, man.
But I don't know. If you're talking about a guy like Tanner Skye, would the Yankees potentially bring him in to set up for Luke Weaver, or is he the closer, you know? But honestly, after what Luke Weaver did this year, I would like to see Luke Weaver get first crack at it. But
it's got to be his job to lose.
But if you're bringing in a guy like Tanner Skye, you're obviously going to pay him a lot more than Luke Weaver. And then how do you have that conversation with Luke Weaver? Like, yeah, you're going to make like $10 million less than this guy, but you have the most important role on the team.
Okay, then if he has a problem with that, then you tell him, okay, then you won't have the most important role.
But I'm just saying.
I mean,
I know.
Yeah, but these are things that should never ever hold up a team.
But again,
and obviously, logically, I get where you're coming from. But those are the tough decisions, man. That's what happens when you come up.
Also, budgetarily, right? If you're looking to save money somewhere, how do you? That's what are you playing at the top end of the relief market, and then putting these guys behind Luke Weaver? There's a lot of moving parts here. It's just not as simple.
I still think it's as simple as he's my closer till he loses the job.
I'm in agreement with that. Ryan, you're in agreement with that?
Yeah.
And here, Brad Jewis. It's an obvious decision. He's proven himself to be a very good closer since taking over from Holmes. Okay.
Boom.
And look at this. See how it snaked back around here? Okay. So now I'm going first here. So it's Gerrit Cole. So before we break down the keep him dumping for Gerrit Cole here, let's discuss what the fuck happened this week.
Isn't it odd?
So Saturday, the news comes out, Gerrit Cole opts out of his contract, which I think we all anticipated happening, right?
Right.
Then we're sitting here waiting. And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and nothing happens on Sunday. And then it was Monday at 5:00. Did he opt out before Saturday? Because I felt like we talked about it.
Yeah.
No, we recorded on Saturday last week.
Yeah, he was opted out already.
We recorded on, see, my days are all messed up. We recorded on Saturday. Gerrit Cole did opt out. And then we're waiting Sunday. Nothing happens. It was, in fact, Monday that the deadline was. And John Heyman reports that they're working towards a reunion, whatever the hell, however he phrased it. And then it comes out that he's coming back on the original deal. Yankees aren't extending him, and he's just coming back on the 4-year deal.
I don't understand. I'm just trying to figure out, like, to put the pieces together, who benefits.
The Yankees benefit.
Yeah, but I understand that, but not necessarily for this year's payroll, right?
No, it has nothing to do with this year's payroll. It's
right.
That the
so
Yankees
then what
don't
would
want
be
to be. Go ahead.
My point is, it sounds like they talked to him and said, we'll have this discussion still. We're still going to give you more years. But so what, were they lying to him? And he just bought, he just took the bait?
No, I
like,
don't
it sounds like it's going to happen. My point is, who benefits from them not having to attack on that year now, but having to do it later on?
It's an interesting question.
It just doesn't make, nothing adds up to me.
Well, if the Yankees want out of the contract, if they really are concerned about the fifth year, then obviously the Yankees benefit from this.
The only thing that makes sense to me, and this is crazy, and if this is true, shame on the fucking Yankees, honestly. The only scenario that makes sense to me right now that passes the smell test is that the Yankees said, go test free agency then. See ya. And then he said, no, I'll just come back on the deal.
It's very possible.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
And what I feel is that he didn't want to test free agency. This is where he wants to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, credit him. And again, maybe there weren't. Who knows, bro? We don't know. We don't know what could have possibly been offered to him. Obviously, it wasn't anything to his liking. But as a lot of people have talked about, you know, do you want 144 in a team that you know is going to have a chance every year and that you love it here and your family loves it here? Or do you want to go and chase money at the back end of this contract, a place that you might not be happy in?
Yeah, I think the Yankees knew they had a little leverage there, and I think that's how it played out. I genuinely believe that.
I'm not mad at anybody because obviously you know that I wanted him back, and he's here. So I'm not, I mean, it worked out. That's all I'm concerned about is that we're not losing Gerrit Cole.
I agreed.
So, I mean, it is a little interesting that the Yankees played this game with Scott Boras while they're trying to lock down Juan Soto, but you know, yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. Does Boras see this as a win for the Yankees, or does he see this as a win for his client?
I don't know. Well, obviously not his client, with because he doesn't care about his client. He cares about himself. And if no extra money was put in his pocket, it's not a win for him or his client.
Well, personally, it might be a win for Gerrit Cole because he remains a Yankee, right? I think a lot of people don't take that into consideration.
Yeah, personally for him, sure. He doesn't strike me as a Boras guy, Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I get
a Boras guy.
If you would have seen him in Houston, it made a lot more sense than it does now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's look at Gerrit Cole. Ryan, you have anything to add to that before we move on?
No.
Okay. Keep him. Is that what I asked?
What?
I asked if we were talking about the opt-out and the whole thing that transpired this week.
No, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if there's more to that story, though, if there's like a back and forth, like calling the bluff type of thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if we'll ever get, I don't know if we'll ever get the story. Maybe years and years later.
All right, so we look at Gerrit Cole's history here in 2021. It was 89% keep, 22, 95% keep. And the fans were very kind to him after only winning a friggin' Cy Young. They said 97% keep here. And then this year, fans are not exactly as happy with Gerrit Cole. They only voted 85% to keep the ace. Obviously, it's a easy keep for me. You know he's my favorite player on the team. And any concerns that you had about Gerrit Cole, I think he eliminated all of them in the World Series. I mean, do you really have to go deeper than that?
No.
And if you're concerned about the elbow, I think him being able to hit 98, 99 consistently.
And 105
pitches. Knuckle, what is off-speed look like
at knuckle times? Curve, yeah.
His knuckle curve was fucking nasty.
It was almost too nasty at times. Too much.
The fact that his velocity was there for the whole game when he wanted it was there. And if you saw a different Gerrit Cole this year, everybody's like, oh, you're going to have to worry about diminished stuff. Okay, he pitched with diminished stuff this year. And again, take out the Met games. Look, be fair here. He got his ass kicked in those games, all right? But you take those two games out, and you take him losing his mind against Rafael Devers, which you pray to God doesn't happen again. He learned how to pitch with 94, 95. He's pitching to more contact. He's not aiming for the high strikeout totals as much to, and he still pitched like a top of the rotation guy.
What was he hitting velocity wise game five?
98-99.
Yeah, I thought so. So it's there.
It's there when he wants it.
It's there.
And it was there the entire game in game five. So I don't think if the elbow's clean, there's nothing to worry about with him. I think he's going to age very well.
Yeah. Easy keep for me. We have 10 guys to get through. So guys like Gerrit Cole are going to be quick for me. Easy keep. Exactly what you said. Exactly what we talked about last week. This guy shows up when the lights are the brightest in the World Series, gives you 12 and two-thirds innings, one earned run. What more could you ask for? What more do you want from an ace? It's an easy keep. The Yankees are not the Yankees without Gerrit Cole at the top of the rotation.
Ryan?
Yeah, you keep him. I mean, the only reason you would get rid of him is if you have health concerns or if you want to just offload the money, but it's not worth it to get rid of Gerrit Cole. For that, he's worth the money in terms of the pitchers available. Keep him.
So Billy SS here says his lack of covering first base annoyed me and his elbow issues scare me, but there's a lack of starting pitching on the market. Even if they have to tag, this was before the whatever happened here. Even if they attack on the extra year, it'll be a better value than signing Snell. It's obviously risky given the age, but they need to keep him.
Obviously, he lost probably 5 points in voting. Based on the recency bias of not covering first.
Yeah, definitely. He was a big recency bias effect there. Yeah, is that scientific? Not. Was that a scientific one?
834. It was close.
That's not scientific, though.
No.
I'm telling you guys, anybody blaming Gerrit Cole and you want to put all your hatred for that on Gerrit Cole, watch the play.
Yeah, just go watch it again.
Watch the play again.
Yeah, I got to watch it again.
And only focus... and. Specifically focus on where Anthony Rizzo is.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Okay. All right, let's move it on here to DJ LeMahieu. DJ's history.
What?
Your boy.
All right. I know we'll start with, we'll let Ryan start here because this is his guy here. But let's just start here. 20, it was 98% keep. 21, 88% keep. 22, 84% keep. 23, 61% keep, and a resounding 95% of fans voted to dump DJ LeMahieu. Ryan.
So it was keep every year except for this
year? Every
year,
yep.
Wow.
I would have dumped him years ago.
Yeah.
Nah, look, he's the man. I mean, he's a baseball guy. I want to see him succeed, but it's he's kind of in the same tier as Rizzo, where you're just kind of looking at a guy that might have his best days behind him, and you know, you just don't want him. You don't want him to be on the team because you don't need those kind of guys on the Yankees. He had his time and it just didn't work out. The contract's not terrible, but
if you can believe it, there's a tier below Rizzo, and that's where DJ LeMahieu is.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Right. Yeah, it's a dump. He's just a guy again that's overstayed his welcome. He can't stay healthy anymore, and he really just contributes nothing. He's just gotten to that point. I love the guy. I do. I'll always be grateful for DJ LeMahieu. I think 2019 he brought something to this team that they haven't had. They hadn't had in a long time, and that was just a pure contact hitter who put the ball in play and was, you know, a scrappy kind of guy that, you know, just knew how to play the game the right way, and I loved him for it. But, you know, he fell off a cliff pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And you know, we talk about certain guys that the Yankees just need to shed, and he's just one of those guys that if they want to get back to where they were this year in 2025 and take care of business, they have to get rid of DJ LeMahieu. They just have to shed the dead weight.
Shed the dead.
Yeah, this is an easy dump. I know we talk about pile guys all the time, and DJ was like the quintessential pile guy, and now you just want to see them pile dirt on top of DJ.
Yeah, yeah, agree.
And you make an excellent point there. You just got to eat this money and get him out of here.
Yep.
He's not going to provide any positive production for you. The bat speed's not there. He's slow. He's off injured. I mean, you're better off just using guys like John Birdie and Oswaldo Cabrera in that role.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's just
and I think time to move on. And the Yankees are going to say, oh, we have him under contract. Maybe he can do nothing. Because what scares me, and we'll talk about this in a little bit more detail with the next player, is that they're going to have an open position. Well, they have two open positions, really, on the infield here, and that they might use one of them for DJ LeMahieu. And they can't.
No.
You cannot be serious about trying to get back to the World Series and having and penciling in DJ LeMahieu's name on the opening day lineup.
Did they invite him to spring training? So keep him, LeMahieu.
Well, yeah, if he's under contract, he's going to be.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is he still on the team?
I would hope. I mean, honestly, if I'm having my way here, obviously not. But I don't know. Again, there's how many years are left on this contract? Two?
Three or two.
So it's going to be,
I think, this year, next year, 2026. I
mean, we are.
Yeah, he's signed until 26.
So I could see a scenario where it happens this year, but I don't know if it happens in the offseason.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah.
So let's just read a comment here. Where are we on DJ LeMahieu here?
Okay. Yes.
I had it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let's read it. Go ahead.
All right. So this is from Peace Now for Life. This one makes me sad, but it's time. DJ just hasn't shown anything that says he can be productive. He gets injured too often, but this does make me sad. I don't think anybody, I don't know, maybe except for Ryan, I don't think anybody's actively rooting against DJ LeMahieu here, but.
No, I'm at a point where I'm with SGR.
Thanks, bro.
I just. Appreciate it.
No, I think we're all in agreement that he needs to go, but I think we all feel bad that this happened.
I don't know, I'm kind of angry about it.
I'm angry.
Nah, whatever.
It has to happen. And the problem is, not to go too long on this, but you start to resent the player. And it's like, it's not the player's fault. It's the organization's responsibility now to
continue to embarrass.
All right, so. Chris, you'll get the first chance to discuss this one, but I just want to go over this real quick. Is that we're on Gleyber Torres now, and if you didn't have a chance to listen to Brian Cashman speak about Gleyber Torres at the GM meetings, he basically said, "Thank you. We'll see you down. We'll see you in another lifetime."
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on him right now. I mean, what is there to add? He's a good guy. He's a good player. He did a lot for us. I can't. There's nothing. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens in the upcoming months, December meetings, and blah, blah, blah. Good luck to Gleyber, but he's probably gone, dude.
He didn't completely shut the door on it, because if he does, then that's a players' union grievance, blah, blah, blah. But if we've all heard Brian Cashman speak enough. They have pretty much zero interest in retaining Gleyber Torres. The Yankees did not even offer Gleyber the qualifying offer, because do you want to know why?
Why?
They were afraid he was going to take it. They don't want him back. Because Gleyber won.
That's a great tell right there, dude.
Gleyber 1 year, $20 million might not seem like the worst thing in the world, but the Yankees don't even want to commit to that with him. They didn't offer it to him. So
that's the biggest tell, that they don't want him back, because why not offer him that? Because he's, you'd think that
almost every player gets offered the qualifying offer unless the team
doesn't want him back.
He's probably going to, no intention. It's looking to be that amount for his average a year.
So I start here.
Hold on, you want me to go over his history first?
Sure.
All right. So in 20, it was 94% keep. 21 was 55% keep. 22 was 62% dump. And very rarely do players
come back.
They don't flip states like this.
They don't.
But Gleyber did. He flipped Pennsylvania.
Erie County. Okay. Torres County. Okay.
A swing player.
And then,
tracking the same. Okay.
In 23, he went to 65% keep, but then he lost Pennsylvania this year, and he was 63% dump. So, Chris,
I was very shocked. Very shocked. To me, if I'm the Yankees, first of all, you offer the qualifying offer. I think you're right. There's a possibility he takes it. I'm just looking at the value he brings at this point, and I never in a million years thought I'd say this. as things played out throughout the 2024 season. But the Yankees found something very valuable, and it goes beyond just Gleyber Torres. They found a productive leadoff hitter. They found a home for him. And Gleyber Torres has not even come close to living up to the player that we thought he was, but players can sometimes flourish a little more than you'd expect when you find a home for them. Gleyber Torres proved when the lights are shining the brightest, that he is a very, very valuable leadoff hitter. This guy got on almost every game in the first inning. It didn't matter. And you know what? Never thought I'd say this either, but he wasn't that much of a liability at second base. Yeah, he has the really bad play with Otani.
With the double.
Awful, awful play. But, man, that could really happen to anyone. Overall, I thought Gleyber Torres was one of the bright spots in October. And if we're talking about getting back to where we were and going further, I'm bringing back that bright spot. This was kind of mind-boggling to me. And again, never thought in a million years I'd say this. You could probably go back to every episode during the regular season, and we were probably all screaming to get him the hell out of here and that we're done with him. But man, how quickly can you change opinions when you show up in October? Gleyber Torres is a keep for me, and I'm shocked that the Yankees are so reluctant to bring him back.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah, he's honestly a keep. He's a keep for me too, because of just what he looked like in the postseason. Like Chris said, it looks like he has a good role there, and you know, the liability factor wasn't there in the postseason when the lights were brightest. He came through the most. I mean, he's one player. If you told us that they were going to have an inning that was just error after error, bad play after bad play, all three of us would have definitely included Gleyber Torres on that list of players that was involved with that. But he wasn't. You know, he had that one bad, you know, blunder there with Otani. But you know, I'm keeping him. He's a guy who wants to be here as well. I kind of like that kind of shit. So I'll keep him, but it does have to be on an, I don't want a long-term deal. I'm looking to keep him on it. A two to three year deal. 3 years is probably what he's going to want at least, but 4 to 5. That's what he's going to want the most.
Yeah. I almost let the postseason change my vote here, but I'm still going to go with a dump on Gleyber Torres. I just think I appreciate what he did in the postseason this year. And there we go. Okay.
Yes.
I appreciate what he did in the postseason this year. I mean, it's him, Soto, and Stanton, really, the guys that were consistently there, series in and series out. But I just, he's not athletic, man, and he's getting towards the wrong side of 30. He's not a plus defender. I don't know, man. There's just too much baggage with him for me to want to commit to him long term. So that's ultimately, and
it's a fair argument.
So, I mean, you know, I can't get there. I mean, I can't get there with him, man. Like, the postseason almost swayed me, but I don't know. I just can't get there with him, man.
Yeah, you're ready to move on.
I am. I think also, like, you know, I know we're supposed to take these things in a vacuum, but Juan Soto is such a huge priority for this team. You can't go out there and give Gleyber Torres $100+ million and then expect to bring back Juan Soto.
If it gets in the way of them getting Juan Soto, then absolutely. But you know, the vacuum theory.
So yeah, but even in the vacuum, I still want to have that vacuum sucked
up. Dyson vacuum, okay. Yeah, Dyson over there.
Okay.
It's a Hoover.
All right, you got the Herbert Hoover. Okay.
So I'm just going to butcher your name, Matt. Matt Bednarsiewicz, okay? Glad to see him gone. I know he got hot in the leadoff spot, but people forget him going months without hitting a lick while always being terrible on defense and doing dumb shit to cost the Yankees games.
Well, yeah. Ernest Williams, he just He just joined the U. He's welcome. Jeff Horrific. Wow. Jeff Eric. I don't know. He's got a name in parentheses in there too. Thanks, man. I just need that green name. All right, Ernest, you the man.
Thanks, Ernest. Okay.
Ernest, fan of the game.
All right. Now, every year that we do this, there's certain players where I don't want to waste my time on. Like, I'll be honest with you. I know Tommy Kahnle and Tim Hill are free agents, and they kind of fit the criteria for doing this. I didn't put them on the list. Is it really worth sitting here filling out polls, discussing whether or not they're going to come back or not, if you want them back or not? They're middle relievers. It's not important. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I try to, with big guy, you know, superstars with big contracts, unless they're tradable or if there's something that is worth discussing, I'll usually leave them off. Like, you'll see here with Aaron Judge, this would have been a year that I would have left Aaron Judge off had he not had the postseason that he had. I wanted to garner the – I really wanted to gauge what the fans thought about Aaron Judge after this postseason. And I really wanted to do was to kind of – because if you really going to break it down, a lot of the bigger names and more – the deeper discussions are tonight compared to next week. So I wanted to balance that out. But I figured let's try to see if we can hit some recency bias on Aaron Judge and do him this week. So I don't know if this poll would have changed much either way, but in 2018, Aaron Judge got 96% to keep. 20 was, because I skipped him in 19. 20 was 89%. 21 was 95%. 22, when he was a free agent, 84% of the fans voted to keep him. We skipped him last year. And then this season, the fans still voted 90% to keep Aaron Judge. I honestly was surprised the number was that high because of how bad he was in the postseason and how irrational sometimes the fans can be in these votes. I mean, yeah, nobody's defending him in his play in the postseason. He catches the ball. I mean, you break down the inning in so many different factors. You want to blame Rizzo, but you know, like we said, the inning doesn't get started if Aaron Judge catches that ball. Catches the ball, we're going to L.A., right? Get it. But honest to God, if you're voting to dump what is going to be and should really realistic be a three-time MVP, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry. There just is. I don't care how bad his postseason was. You have to get to the postseason. Mm. This guy dominates the game of Major League Baseball in the regular season. And again, not giving him a pass. Oh, you're okay. No, I'm not okay with it. The Yankees could have won the World Series if he started off hot, regardless of how poorly they played in the field, regardless of the decisions that Boone made, if he jumps off to a hot start in the World Series. But my God, this guy's broken records, had the greatest statistical season we'll ever see in our lifetime. I mean, you have to get there. And nobody's carried the Yankees more in the last 8 years than Aaron Judge. I just can't look past that, despite the postseason. That's you, Chris.
Easy keep, obviously. Obvious keep, I should say. Obvious. But I will add this to the conversation, just to give my little piece here. Aaron Judge has to show up as a different person in 2025 for me.
You want him to eat a bat's head in the clubhouse?
Yeah, maybe. Look, yeah, of course I'm going to sit here and say he's got to show up in October, but they got to get there first, and then he's got to continue to prove that his legacy isn't gonna fall on, you know, this narrative that he can't perform in October. That's something that's got to be done. We all know that, but I'm talking beyond that right now. I need Aaron Judge to show up as a different person in 2025. I don't know if you guys noticed this. It's something that really, really bothers me about Aaron Judge. I know he doesn't do it intentionally. I think it's just how
the smile in the post game?
No. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if it's a big postseason game or not. Yeah. He smirks with everything that he says.
You ever think that maybe it's a nervous tick he has?
Sure. Yeah. Work on it. because you want to know why? Okay. I don't want to see a smirk anymore.
Okay.
I want to see a guy who's nothing but business.
All right. Okay. We're gonna work on this tick. Okay.
I'm not.
Why'd you trade him? Okay.
I'm not focusing in on that one little thing. I'm really not. I'm just proving a point here.
Wants to get the tick.
Aaron Judge can't be just the friendly guy anymore. I don't want that. No, it doesn't work.
Nice guy.
Because you want to know why? The friendly guy shows up to World Series games and drops balls in center field. The friendly guy shows up in October and doesn't hit the ball. So I need a completely different Aaron Judge showing up.
What if that makes him worse?
Spring training this year.
Changes his entire personality.
Fine. Yeah, I don't care, dude.
Well, I
need someone who's setting the tone in the clubhouse that this is all business.
So it's all fake.
You guys tasted it. You tasted it. You watched the Dodgers celebrate on your field. You felt the pain, the New York, while they celebrated everything. You want to go back there or no? You want to watch that happen again or no? Then it's time for fucking business. It's not time for fucking cupcakes and fucking naps in the clubhouse and Aaron Boone coming in and rubbing everyone's back. It's time for fucking business next year.
Yeah.
And Aaron Judge needs to show up and be that guy. Because Aaron Boone's going to be back, and he's not going to be that guy. But time for Aaron Judge to come back and be the guy.
Can he still be that guy? Is he going to lose the clubhouse after this postseason? Are they going to start to doubt Aaron
Judge? Doesn't matter. If they don't go back next year, I don't know when they will.
Because that's why, you know, after that postseason, I got to trade him.
It's put him at first base. But he has to show up as a different guy.
So be fake is what you're saying now.
No, be a fucking leader.
Be fake.
Because there's one difference between me and you. There's one difference between me and you. I'll actually fucking dig at him. I'll throw a dig here and there.
You want him to be fake.
No, I want him to be a fucking man and a leader in the clubhouse.
Okay, now you're questioning his manhood?
Not some person who coddles everybody and says, oh, my manager's so great and all this. No. If you want to drop balls in center field during the biggest games of the year, then it's time to show up and fucking hold people accountable. Okay. And that's it. And I still love the guy. I love him.
Don't know.
The greatest baseball player I'll probably ever watch.
Being a fake tough guy, how that makes the team better.
It's not called being a fake tough guy. It's called learning how to be a leader. And that's not who he is. Then they gave the C to the wrong guy.
All right. So then you want to dump him. Chris says dump Aaron.
Good.
Aaron
fucking Judge. Dump him then, if that's what you want me to say.
Dump Aaron Judge.
How can I help you today, sir?
Be a leader.
It's so easy to trigger you.
Be a fucking leader. That's it. Show up in 2025. Of course I want you here. I think you're one of the greatest baseball players to ever live. But be a leader this year. And that's it.
All right. Be a leader. Then you know what they should do?
Bring it.
He should be the one. He should have been the one to call Anthony Rizzo and said, we're declining your options.
That's the first step in this new Rizzo.
L.I. Yankee King. Yeah. You're literally describing a fake tough guy. L.I. Yankee King. Maybe fucking get your head on straight and listen to what I'm saying.
L.I.
There's leaders in this world, which clearly you're not. And then there's people.
One comment.
And then there's people who just aren't supposed to lead. Right? It's not describing a fake tough guy. It's called learning how to be a leader. And as you gain responsibility in life, you evolve as a person.
That would have got me, dude.
The more responsibility you garner, which is probably something you don't fucking know about, you evolve as a human being.
Actually, I do have some.
Do you think I knew anything about being a parent until I had kids? No, you evolve. It's time. It's time for Judge to evolve. It's time for him to show up as a leader in 2025.
Oh, wow. He's saying more about you, dude. Now he's really attacking you. I'm kidding.
What's the suit?
No, we got Ernest now in the chat.
Oh, Ernest, dude.
Judge would be a better captain if he got a Mike Tyson tattoo. Then he'd be tough. He'd be a leader.
But does that go against the Yankees' facial hair policy? With that,
it might. Dude, that's a great call.
Yeah, I am heated, Robert, I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why, because I don't know if you got this from last episode, but I'm really sick of losing. I'm really sick of losing, and I'm sick of the culture and the society that we live in now, where everything's all fucking rainbows and unicorns and everything.
Unicorns aren't real.
Mm-hmm. This was the most embarrassing inning in the history of New York Yankee baseball. Challenge me on that. And
maybe all baseball.
And if you're a captain, that has to light a different fire under your ass coming into 2025. This is something that we will never live down as fans, but it should be a million times worse for every player in that clubhouse. And Aaron Judge needs to set a different tone immediately.
I want Judge to do a group call with LeMahieu and Rizzo and break the news that they're off the team.
That's what I want him to do, because Rizzo's gone. I want him to cut DJ LeMahieu first.
Yeah, you want to be in charge. You want to be in charge of all decisions. You fucking cut Rizzo.
You cut DJ LeMahieu first day of spring training. You don't call him on. You don't even give. You make him fly all the way to Florida, unpack his bags, and then cut him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
It's like when you're the boss, then you hire someone just to come in so you can fire him in front of everyone else to set the tone. That's kind of what Judge has to do with Rizzo.
All right, hey, Ryan, you have anything to add to this?
Mm-mm.
It's a keep for him. He's fucking eating popcorn and getting
it. Someone said to get popcorn in the chat, and I had it next to me, so I'm kind of hungry. I started eating it.
Well, Amy Schumer went viral for eating popcorn last night, so maybe you can.
Why? What'd she do? She stuff it?
We don't get political here, okay? This is from Joe Matumbo, okay? Sorry about your brother Dikembe passing. What?
I laughed a little there, but that was rude.
Joe says, keep him, but buy him a calendar that doesn't go past August, okay? There you go.
L.I. Yankee King agreeing with us that he's got to fire. He's got to cut LeMahieu.
I got a little more respect for Ernest now. He hates Amy Schumer.
All right, Ernest. Bam the game, Ernest.
So we're up to Clark Schmidt here. We only did Clark last year where we got 80% of the vote to keep. Fans voted 90% to keep Clark Schmidt. I think you're up here, Ryan.
Yeah, that's another contract guy. His value versus the money he's making, it's not really smart to do anything with him. What's he got? He's on arbitration right now. Free agent in 2028. He's on a one-year, $2 million deal. We're keeping Clarky.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, about that, 2.03.
That's what he made this year?
Yeah, something like that.
So he'd probably make $5 or $6 million.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what he made this year, and then we got some arbitration hearings.
We don't spend any more time on it than this. It's an easy keep. This guy, one healthy, pitches like a top of the rotation pitcher. I think he'll settle in nicely into that three spot for the Yankees this year, and will definitely outpitch the contract, the arbitration he settles on.
Yeah, easy keep. One thing I'd like to see out of him this year is obviously staying healthy, which I don't think that will be an issue.
No, I don't think so.
And then to continue with his stamina and going deeper into games. I mean, we need a guy not just who pitches consistently in the regular season, but we need a guy who we are beyond confident handing the ball to in October. And
you didn't feel confident with him on the mound?
No, I did, but not in a sense that I think he's capable of. Like, I was confident in a sense of, yeah, he was hurt. He came back. He still looked good. Maybe Schmidt can give me. No, I want a guy out there who I can say he's a strong three.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That I'm handing the ball to.
Not a hard two, a strong three?
Strong three.
Okay.
About a mediocre four.
Okay.
For some reason, we couldn't move the fans to discuss these next two players, Schmidt being one of them, or Nestor Cortes, but Nestor's
Who's
history...
Our last, who, is Nestor our last Nestor. Guy?
Nope. If you paid attention, you know who it was, okay?
I wasn't paying attention. I was triggered, apparently. Me this being was, passionate about this team...
This was pre-triggering.
So
Nestor got 97% of the vote to keep in 22 and 77% of the vote to keep last year. And he got 64% of the vote to dump this year.
Do I start here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Easy, easy, easiest. This was the easiest poll for me. It's an easy dump. It's the easiest dump that I've had in a while. I love Nestor.
It was a nice, healthy dump.
Nice, healthy dump. I love Nestor for what he did here. Think he came back and had a great year, but once again, he gets hurt, and he leaves this team stranded when they really need him the most. And, you know, the year before, he's hurt again at the end of the year, and then he come or 2 years ago, he's completely runs out of gas and gets hurt. So this is just a guy that, again, we're looking at a team that made it to the World Series. They won a pennant. I want this team to get back to where they were and beyond. Nestor Cortes is not the right fit anymore. I think how many years does he have left on?
He'll be a free agent after this season. Yeah,
so why not sell while this value's somewhat there and get something for him and move on?
His value's back to being low again. That's why I would actually keep him.
I don't think it is.
I mean, it could get higher is what I'm saying, and you have him under contract.
Maybe you trade him at, like, the deadline saying?
Yeah, so, right, that's what I would say to keep him for right now. And then as if he, you know, bank on him having a nice year, and then you could move him at the deadline to a contender. But, yeah, I'm keeping him then for now.
My only argument with that, and then obviously Christian, is even if he has a great, like a typical Nestor year where he's having a, you know, a good Nestor year, I don't know the value you're getting out of him headlining a deal at the trade deadline. I really don't. I just think that it's time to move on now.
No, he's not headlining a deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not worth it.
Right, he's not worth the risk.
In a trade, yeah, that's a good point. It's not headlining.
So for me, it's
even
just
if he's great.
See what you can get for him now and move on.
All right. So the Yankees have six starters for five spots, right? So we already said Cole's coming back. We already agreement on keep. Clark Schmidt's here. We already agreement on keep. We're going to talk about the other three guys next week. So, but realistically here, you got to open up a spot here on this rotation. That's what I would do anyway. I would probably open up two spots, and Nestor would be one of them here. And I do respect everything Nestor's done for this team. This guy's, you know, I've always said that he's going to be a guy that you know is not going to be afraid of the moment. He's going to pitch with a lot of guts, and you respect that. But, I mean, what are we going on? Three straight years now? This guy couldn't finish the regular season because of injury?
Yep.
I mean, it has a lot to do with me wanting to keep a pitcher around. I just don't see him finishing 2025 healthy.
Yeah. Why would you? What signs point to that happening?
And he was talking about blowing his elbow out. He was at the, you know, there was significant risk of him doing that by pitching in the World Series. And who knows how that elbow is going to react. Obviously, that's going to diminish a lot of his trade value. But, I mean, if you can get anything for Nestor Cortes, even a project like a Tim Hill type, right? okay, I like his stuff. He pitched to a 5 ERA for you last year. You know, let Matt Blake work with him and see if I can use him. You know, I could work him into my bullpen like the Yankees have done with guys like Tim Hill and Luke Weaver. It's worth it to me at this point. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He's a guy that doesn't stay healthy. So, I mean, and again, oh, I hate Nestor. Yeah, so I hate Nestor Cortez. That's really what it comes down to. That's why I want him gone.
Mascot.
The mascot, okay? So the last player we're discussing here is Juan Soto. So John Heyman just reported that there are seven teams that are known to have already called Scott Boras about Juan Soto. So obviously the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers don't surprise anybody.
Cardinals probably, right?
Nope.
Giants.
The Giants.
Wait,
are
the
there.
Teams were listed?
Yeah.
San Diego maybe called back.
No. So these are the seven teams. So yeah, obviously the Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, the Red Sox.
Ew.
The Blue Jays, who could be...
But contenders.
Contenders.
They had money for Ohtani.
Yeah. And do you want to know who the real surprise team on this list here is?
Tell me it's the Guardians.
It's not the Guardians.
The Rays.
In the Central?
It is the Rays.
Yeah.
The Tampa
really?
Bay Rays.
The Rays never go out.
They've been trying, though. They've been trying to get a big little splurge, right? Who's the last time they tried?
They did offer Aaron Judge money.
Yeah, they offered Judgy.
They did all for Aaron Judge money.
Yeah, they're looking to get a little splurge.
Well, look, man. I mean,
that's the guy to splurge.
They don't know where they're playing this year.
That's
and
a smart move.
And yeah. I mean, even when the team is great, they can't fill the seats. So it kind of sounds like a good investment to me.
Yeah, that's actually.
So Juan Boras, Scott Boras has been speaking a lot about Juan Soto here over the last couple of days because he's out with all the GMs here. I don't
They're
know.
Out. They're just hanging out and stuff.
Just hanging out and stuff in San Antone. Yeah. I don't know. Is this me putting my Yankee blinders on here? But again, this is also somebody like Andy Martino's reported this, and he's a Mets guy, right? That if it's close, he'll go to the Yankees.
Yeah, you hope so, but whatever. You'll just see those kind of answers won't be answered until after he does
it. Apparently, Juan Soto's dad.
Okay.
He said, you know,
he loves it here.
He loves it here. So
okay, that's a big thing.
That's what Daddy said.
Okay, Daddy says. Listen, so this goes back to that douchebag Michael K, who I'm completely just
call him that.
No, I can't stand
He's
him
a voice,
anymore.
Dude.
After what?
He's
no,
really
I gave,
good, dude.
I gave him his respect last
just
week,
kidding, bro. You call him whatever you want.
I gave him his respect last week. I gave him his flowers. but how he came after Soto really rubbed me the wrong way. Like, what do you expect this guy to say? And clearly, that's just a show, right? Clearly, if these reports are true, playing for the New York Yankees this past year had an effect on him. So if that's true, the Yankees
I don't know how it couldn't have.
Right, of course. And you know, to Kay's credit, he did kind of say that. But then he went ahead and couldn't just leave it at that. He had to go, and then he says this? What are you...
Well, one of the things Boras said is that Juan Soto wants to prioritize winning for the rest of his career. So that knocks off half of the teams on that list.
Right.
So it really leaves the Yankees, Dodgers, you want to put Red Sox and Mets there?
Yeah, and look, everyone wants to knock the Yankees that, oh, they made it to the World Series and then they lost and this was a bad taste. Guy's been, I know he's only 26 years old, but he's been around for, what, seven seasons now? How many World Series has he been in?
Two.
Right. One of those was with the Yankees. So winning a pennant is winning. I mean, it's the Yankees brought him to a place he hadn't been in since he was 19 years old. So they did bring a winning culture to him. I think that goes a long way. I think the way, you know, everyone wants to rip Yankee fans for how they react to certain things. And a lot of the time I'm with people ripping Yankee fans. I think Yankee fans can be obnoxious sometimes. But one thing can be said that's not debatable. The way they treated Juan Soto was exactly how you want to treat a guy of Juan Soto's caliber when he's here on a rental.
Point, dude. They did. That was good.
It really did. Through, I mean, helped out. He didn't really give him much turn on.
It wasn't hard, but they still did it.
But they still did it in a big way.
All right. Is anybody voting against keeping Juan Soto?
Of course not. Absolutely
I can't imagine him in any other uniform.
All right. So the fans gave him 94% keep. All right. So 6% of the fan. We got almost 1,000 votes on that poll.
Okay.
So 6% people voted to dump him. I don't know if the Met fans infiltrated the poll or not.
That sounds like
Dodger fans. Right Dodger there. Fans love our algae.
Yeah, or maybe Pirates fans.
But obviously nobody that voted to dump him had the balls to put their name to it. But we'll just read Eric Bardis's comment. It says, genuinely cannot wait for the dump him guys to sit here and talk about how the money can be used in other places. He's a stud. They need to do whatever it takes to get him back. So I want to have a different conversation about Juan Soto than whether keep him or dump him, because obviously we're all in agreement here that we're keeping Juan Soto, right?
Yep.
It's going to take 600. So I got the Danny Nebbia, I'm sorry. I don't want after the whole situation Neba. With rah-rah here. Neba. I don't want to say somebody's name wrong and fight.
Rah-rah.
Okay.
Rah-rah.
Judge is the captain, but Soto is the face of the Yankees. I disagree with that.
Disagree.
I mean, Judge is
disagree, Soto. But you're entitled to your opinion.
But thanks for that.
Thanks
super
for the
chat.
Super chat. Do you put any stock into saying $600 million can get me Christian Walker, Anthony Santander, and Corbin
Burns? They're not Juan Soto.
Yeah. I think it's as simple as this. This has been the theme of the episode, that the Yankees, their goal is to get back to where they were and beyond. And that starts and it ends with one thing. And that's Juan Soto in this lineup.
Soto.
Do all those other players sound great? Sure. I'm not taking them over one guy in Juan Soto.
Do you have a problem with the Yankees look to save money elsewhere if they sign Juan Soto?
In what regard? You have to tell me, because
all right, so we already
because last episode you just said they're the New York Yankees and they don't have to, which I agree with.
No, when I said because people were debating Gerrit Cole and Juan Soto, I said you don't have to, but we know realistically they're going to look to save money in other places.
Okay, but and I'm not trying to argue with you in any way. All I'm saying is I then made the point that I get where fans are coming from when they do say that, because it's what we've been used to. So I think what you're about to present might be a realistic scenario here. Give me a realistic scenario.
We all know Austin Wells is going to be a starting catcher next year, right?
He better be, yeah.
You know, I really want to give the person credit for who it was. Corey Kluber, actually. Corey Kluber said this. Everybody's got a podcast now, okay? Yeah. He said that Austin Wells pretty much being the exclusive catcher, and we know why the Yankees went to Trevino a couple of times to try to spark the offense, but in October showed a great deal of confidence in him, not because of his bat, because the pitching staff trusted him behind the plate to call a game and to block baseballs.
And he was great. He was great back there, man. He wasn't just good. He was great behind the plate.
Yeah.
Hirsch, they didn't save anything on Gerrit Cole. They still have to pay him $36 million next year.
Right. We kind of alluded to that in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that the delay from the opt-out to the resolution was because they were trying to restructure the deal and save some money on the tax, but it does nothing for next year's payroll.
Right. Mm-hmm. We can't seem to spot the person who benefits, so I think our final conclusion as of right now is maybe they called his bluff.
I think that's what happened. They said, okay, if you want to opt out, go see what's out there. If not, come back and you can stay for 4 years.
I think they
called
his bluff. I think they knew how much he loved pitching here and didn't want to leave.
I don't think Amy wants to move, bro.
Which is kind of, if you really think about it, not to get into this because we got shit to talk about, but kind of shitty. Like the Yankees should have been doing somersaults to fucking give him an extra year after what he did in the World Series.
Danny's back with another super chat. Said, no other player in free agency compares to Soto. Go watch 2024 highlights. Change my mind. No, we're not. We agree with you.
Yeah. I mean,
he's the difference of them not making it to the World Series. I mean, that was the biggest home run of the whole postseason
so
for them.
As I was saying here, what was I saying here?
Where are they going to save money? You were saying.
So Wells is going to make under $1 million. Volpe's going to make under $1 million.
Okay.
Right?
Dominguez.
Dominguez is going to make under $1 million. Although, you know, chatting with Pete in our group chat here, I'm not. He brings up a good point. He's got me a little, you know, maybe thinking the Yankees might actually trade Dominguez in the offseason.
I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening for
would it
one reason.
Would it surprise you?
It would.
Yeah.
If for one reason. I think if he never played last year and then you wanted to tell me that could happen, I'd be on board with it. But I think their power, their leverage on Dominguez right now is so they just wouldn't even entertain it because they have no leverage. I mean, this is a guy who came in, couldn't even catch a fly ball, didn't fucking hit anything, and then didn't play a lick in the postseason. So it just doesn't – maybe at the trade deadline. I don't know. I'm not saying he's untouchable anymore. All I'm saying is it just wouldn't make sense right now for me.
I'm not even going to entertain what I just saw, but – okay, so we have a hole at second base, right? Or do you have a hole at third base?
I think if third you're base. Letting Gleyber go, you have a hole at third. You have a hole on the corners. You have two holes.
Because what corner you could holes. Do...
corner pockets.
And this is the sexy name right now because the kid's crushing it in the fall league is Caleb Durbin.
Ooh, some
come
derby.
Up and play, come up and he can be your second baseman. Jazz stays at third.
Home run Durbin.
I don't mind it. If they do it early. And I'll tell you why. Because Gleyber was pretty much non-existent for most of the year. And they still were able to win the division. So if they want to give this kid a shot and see how he pencils into this lineup and how he plays out there and then take it to the trade deadline and figure out what holes you have to fill to be a World Series caliber team again, I'm okay with that. I really am. If that's what it takes to get Soto back here, I really don't mind it. I don't mind. Look, if there's one thing we can say that Jazz Chisholm brought to this team, it was a breath of fresh air with some athleticism in this lineup. So I don't mind being more youthful in 2025 here and giving kids a chance because I still think going into opening day, this lineup is going to be stacked. And I think they can get away with it if he doesn't work out. I think they can get away with it up until the trade deadline.
And this is what Pete just wrote this in the chat here, and this is what he was saying. And I agree. It does feel like somebody that makes decisions in the organization is not in love with Jason Dominguez.
Oh, for sure. I agree with that. I agree with that. All I'm saying is his value doesn't add up to me right now.
I think it's the wrong offseason to trade him. I do agree with that, but I wouldn't be surprised if...
I wouldn't be surprised either.
If he did get moved. I don't know. We've seen the Yankees do smarter Yankees here. Jason Dominguez when his value's at the lowest.
Right. Yeah. Hey, it could have... I wouldn't put anything past them, man.
Is it Juan Soto or bust in the offseason? Is there a combination of things the Yankees could do in this offseason... if Juan Soto signs elsewhere, where you feel confident in the team in 2025?
Nope. Juan Soto puts on another uniform. My heart is broken probably more than Game 5 in the World Series. And I just don't see any... first of all, I don't trust the man building the team that's going to supplement what you're losing from Soto. I don't trust that he makes the right moves to say, hey, we got rid of Soto. But like in everyone's head, it's, oh, we get rid of Soto, but hey, we're getting Santander. We're getting Christian Walker. We're getting this guy. I don't trust that. I don't know that for sure. So, no, it is 100% Soto or bust for me. Ryan, this guy needs to come back, and then you make the next moves from there.
Ryan, is it Soto or bust?
I mean, if you get every friggin' other all-star free agent, if you get five of the big-name free agents, then, I mean, I guess that's as great a consolation prize as you can get,
If Soto signs with the Mets.
I can't live with Juan Soto. Not just Yankees, on the Mets, but any other team.
Get Christian Walker, Santander, and Corbin Burns.
And Tanner Scott.
Does that ease your pain?
And Tanner Scott?
No, Tanner Scott.
Then no, I'm not doing that.
Tanner Scott eases the pain.
It makes me like feel a little good. Like I won't be too upset.
Can I just say one thing?
Okay.
It's not just the player. Right, it's not just Juan Soto. I know he has his issues with defense.
Great, I don't care.
For me, it's beyond the player. The player is unbelievable, but it was just this certain chemistry.
Yeah,
and this certain he just belonged. He was in the same lineup as Aaron Judge. He played next to him in the outfield.
Hall of Famer.
There's just something
gamer.
Different.
It's different.
Stop talking like that while holding that like that.
Sorry. This thing never glowed up. It never lights up like this before, dude.
There's two points that I want to make here about
Juan Soto. Something going on in here right now.
Number one, he's 26 years old.
Mm. Not even in his prime.
He has not even hit his physical prime yet.
Oh, my God.
We are probably... have not even seen the best of what Juan Soto can be as a major league hitter. His manager even admitted that.
Disgusting.
And yeah, Boone's a doofus, but the guy's been around the game a long time, man. I'll take his word for it on that Juan Soto is still learning how to perfect being a major league hitter.
Yeah, sure.
A
lot of time.
The Guardians against Hunter Gaddis in the 10th inning. That was a fucking masterclass.
Yeah. That's that bad I've ever seen.
And believe it or not, he can be better. He's learning to be better. He wants to be better. Oh, but he sucks defensively. Okay, great.
He'll get better.
Maybe he'll get better. There were times where it really showed, but I also don't think he was as bad as advertised this year. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, well, wasn't he a Gold Glove finalist?
That was based on the amount of assists that he had.
Well,
not his fielding, really.
Well,
but
Gold Glove.
That's true.
Something I wanted to bring up.
Did they?
If Juan Soto has shown me anything about the kind of player and person he is, this guy is taking maybe a couple weeks off, and he's literally shagging fly balls from now until the season starts and trying to become one of the best right fielders in the game. He's going to show up 10 times better in right field next year.
Also, besides that point that he hasn't even hit his physical prime yet, and he's already this great of a hitter.
Right.
Okay. We talked about this last week. What in the last 20 years have you seen have been a better tag team besides Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in a regular season that you put those two types of hitters back to back, right?
It's Ortiz and Manny, and I still think Juan and Judge are better.
Are you hesitant to lock them in because then you're forcing Judge to be a center fielder for the rest of his career?
I don't know about the rest of his career
for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I don't know. That's another thing we talked about is if you have to have that conversation with Judge about going to first base.
Yeah. Yeah. Now's the year to start it.
And here's the other thing. You can say Chris, you talk about culture change and all this other. I'm not saying that you were off base there. Juan Soto brought a culture change to the New York Yankees in 2024.
Yeah.
You can sit here and tell me I'm wrong, but there was a different sense of urgency around the team in the sense that he wants to be in the lineup every single day. And you saw a lot more guys playing every single day this year. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah, it's 100% true. It's 100% true.
Now, you would think that with a guy like Soto in the lineup, it would afford the Yankees more opportunities to give, you know, Judge a day here, a guy a day. But these guys played
every day,
single day. Every single day.
Every day. I mean, Volpe's been a guy now.
2 years in a row.
Played every day. But even beyond that, I mean, Aaron Judge was in that lineup every single night. They didn't even try to really give him days. I mean, it worked out with G being hurt.
When you're saying got hurt, so he got a lot of DH time.
But I still don't even think then they would have sacrificed Judge.
They would have given him full days off, probably.
I don't know. Who? Stanton.
Who?
No, I don't think they would have. I think they would have.
I'm saying if Soto wasn't here.
Right.
I think that changed the mindset.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Soto being here changed all of that.
Somebody in the chat said, we talked about this last week. He thinks that Judge is too big for first base.
I said that, yeah.
You think he's too big to play first base?
He looks like a caveman. There's no such thing as being too big at first base. I mean, the bigger you are, the better. Bigger, the better.
Okay, that's what they say.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting to see here. We're only at the beginning of free agency here. I don't know, man. I really don't want to live in a world where Juan Soto plays in New York, but it's not for the Yankees.
No, I can't. I don't know if I can handle it.
And I think, honestly, if somebody brought this up today, and this last thing we'll say, and we'll wrap up the show here because we're running at about an hour and a half now, but, you know, just keep them, dump them, long show, lots to talk about, is that if Steve Cohen was just going to go out there and spend stupid money, he wouldn't have hired such a smart baseball guy like David Stearns.
Yeah,
that's maybe true. David Stearns, yeah, they'll check in on Juan Soto and they'll see if, you know, if it fits, but maybe he wants to build a team the Dodger way. And the Dodgers do spend a ton of money, right? But they also know how to build a baseball team over there.
They really do.
So it'll be interesting to see. Again, I don't know. Like I said,
look, I'll say this. This is the last thing I'll say. Priority number one is signing Soto. Priority number two is finding me a first baseman that could hit home runs. And that's it. And those are your top two priorities going into spring training.
All right, let me ask you this. This is the last thing I'll ask, and because you just brought this up, right? You want a first baseman that can hit home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They bring back Soto. Yankees stopgap it at first base, knowing that in the next year they're going to transition Judge to first base.
No.
You're not okay with that?
Nope. No, we can't. There's no stopgap.
So you want...
See, the stopgap at second is different because of what I said. Glaber didn't give you anything for most of the year.
And you didn't get... You guys literally shit out of first base all year.
And that's what killed you in the end. That was one of the things that killed you. So, no.
You look at things like OPS and home runs. The Yankees are all like last or right at the very bottom at first base.
I need to be back in the World Series in 2025.
So you'd rather play Judge in center field for another 3 years and see if you get a guy like Walker on a 3-year deal?
100%. Okay. Not even thinking twice about it.
What if the Yankees commit to Judge at first base in the offseason?
That's fine too. I'm fine with it.
You don't like to have that for this year.
I would trust him there. I would trust him there. I really would.
I would need to see him out there, but
I would honestly trust him.
Okay. Well, all right, so that's that. Okay, so thank you very much for joining us here tonight on week one. Keep them, dump them. We'll be live here on Thursday next week to wrap them up here. You can kind of figure out some of the names that we'll be talking about next week. We did a lot of the heavier hitters this week, so maybe we'll speed through it a little bit faster next week. Maybe we'll have some news. You never know what might happen at these GM meetings. Never know. So if you're still in the chat, we want to thank you for joining us here tonight. And please like and subscribe to NYYU if you haven't done so already. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, Or even if you're not, if you're still in the chat, go on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the NYYST podcast right now. And, you know, tell everybody when you're outside cleaning up your all the leaves that are on your front lawn. Hey, the NYYST podcast is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. We want to thank everybody for their continued support. And we want to thank everybody for listening and watching episode 436 SGR.
Go Yanks.
Chris, say goodbye.
Can't make a promise, but I do my best. 25 sitting on 25 wrecks. Just got started, and we ain't done yet. Bought a new crib, that's a goddamn flex. Sign that check. Told them last year that I've been up next. Can't take calls, but I send that text. From way.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.